Matthew chapter 4. Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Jesus did not eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights. At the end of that time, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." Jesus answered and said, "Scripture says a person cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that God speaks." Then the devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the highest part of the temple. He said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, jump. Scripture says he will put his angels in charge of you. They will carry you in their hands so that you never hit your foot against a rock." Jesus said to him, "Again, Scripture says, never tempt the Lord your God." Once more the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory. The devil said to him, "I will give you all of this if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan. Scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him and the angels came to take care of him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he went back to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. This was in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. So what the prophet Isaiah had said came true. "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, on the way to the sea across the Jordan River, Galilee, where foreigners live, the people who live in darkness have seen a bright light. A light has risen for those who live in the land overshadowed by death." From then on, Jesus began to tell people, "Turn to God and change the way you think and act, because the kingdom of heaven is near." And he was walking along the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew. They were throwing a net into the sea because they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me. I will teach you how to catch people instead of fish." They immediately left their nets and followed him. As Jesus went on, he saw two brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets to go fishing. He called them, and they immediately left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Jesus went all over Galilee. He taught in the synagogues and spread the good news of the kingdom. He also cured every disease and sickness among the people. The news about Jesus spread throughout Syria. People brought him everyone who was sick, those who suffered from any kind of disease or pain. They also brought epileptics, those who were paralyzed, and people possessed by demons, and he cured them all. Large crowds followed him. They came from Galilee, the 10 cities, Jerusalem, Judea, and from across the Jordan River.